All right, welcome to it. It's a Wednesday, the 2nd of October, and we love Wednesdays. We call it Woman Crush Wednesday. And usually we have our women in studio in Durban. This time we're in studio, but in Johannesburg at our Joburg studios, because our guest lives out here. But she travels the country DJing, and her story is insane. Many know her as Joy Steffens, but the most of us know her as Mama Bear Steffs, right? Her story's sensational. She's a 64-year-old South African DJ sensation, been DJing for a couple of years, and the story behind it is what's going to get everybody a little choked up. Mama Bear, it's so awesome to have you in studio. How are you?
Hello, Carol. Thank you so much for having me this morning. Oh. It's a beautiful honor, and I was so excited the first time I had to come, but then I was rerouted because you were sick,
yeah.
And I'm back for the second time, and this is so exciting for me. Oh. So it's lovely being you with my two favorite colors, red and yellow. So
there we go, those East Coast colors, red and yellow. Now, Mama Bear, your story is so beautiful. You are on Carte Blanche telling your story. Your son Dylan is the reason why you've become a DJ sensation. For someone who's never heard your story, how would you unpack how you became this DJ sensation?
Yes, it's a long story, Carol, but just to break it down shortly, you know, Dylan was diagnosed with liver cancer, and then at the age of 22, he passed away from a long battle of this cancer. But just to cut it short, you know, I found such amazing healing with music as a mom, and I just thought, I can't be depressed about this, you know, I've got to try and find help and see what helps my heart get better. And then, you know, from a story to when I went to the DJ school and I just signed up and I thought...
And what age were you when you went to the DJ school?
It was in 2018. And then I just broke down in the front of the area. It's no longer there, but they've moved. And I just broke down, and then I realized something has moved me. Mm. It was maybe my son just being with me in that moment. And then I just thought, this is it. I'm going to follow his journey, you know. And every time I've put on earphones, you know, over my head, or headphones, you know, it's just incredible how I can close my eyes and transition into, you know, being aided with my broken heart. But I've had the most incredible journey from his loss, and I always feel that he's with me whenever I'm DJing, because people always say to me, aren't you nervous, Joy? You're like in your 60s, and aren't you nervous doing things or going up and DJing?
Right.
But I've always got a beautiful, you know, sense of humor, because my first DJ set was lovely when I arrived at a restaurant in Boksburg. It was beautiful, my first DJ set, and I arrived there, you know, and I was all dressed up, and they said, table for one, or how many people? I said, are you ridiculous? Don't be silly,
I'm the DJ.
So that just, like, really, it made me realize this was quite cute, you know. So I've had so many moments, and I've met the most amazing DJs. I can't name drop. There's just too many, you know. And my journey, people know my journey from my social media, Carol.
Yeah, that's where I found you.
I know. So it's just incredible, because I get so love. I was told by a friend of mine, go to a festival by yourself. It's fine, you know.
Mm.
And now the bouncers are so cute when they see me, like, hey, mama, I remember you from the last festival. And they're so protective of me, and they give me good parking, and they always look after me. And the people that I'm with, because I'm always in the front row, like the last festival, the DJs came off the stage, came and gave me a hug.
Aww.
It's just the most incredible feeling, you know, and I'm never scared about it, you know, because I know that I'm always protected. Even the young kids that are around me, I say, I need to go to the bathroom. Then they say, I'll keep your place. You just come back here and dance with us, you know. Yeah, and I don't drink when I go out, because I drive. I don't, you know, get transport, and they just love having me there with me. They're like, oh my God, who are you? You're such a vibe. Then I say, well, yes, my business card. If you don't know me now, you'll never know me.
Right.
So we always have good giggles, Carol.
Your story is just so beautiful. You speak about, when we ask you for your backstory and your journey, you gave us quite a beautiful synopsis of your life and how you ended up here. I'll read a little bit of it. It says, we were staying in a granny flat in East London, and I can remember so clearly getting out of my car, having the golden retriever dogs of my landlady licking my legs and welcoming me home, and I had to walk to the front door. I walked in and Dylan was on the bed. I stayed in my lounge kitchen area and spoke to him as I was all teared up. He obviously heard my voice quiver, and he asked me if I was crying. No, Dil, I'm not. And he said, come here, Mum. I walked into the bedroom and I had to tell him that the doctor had called me with the news. He said, so what did he say? I said, the doctor told me that you have a tumor on your liver, which is cancerous and it has to be removed. And what happened next is where you say you were quite touched. You say, he said, Mum, don't cry. At least we know what is the cause and now we can deal with it from here. And you say, I swallowed deeply and said, yes, my boyki, that's right.
Yes, I know. It touches my heart so much that. And I always tell people, you know, it's incredible how as a person you deal with your anxieties and your heart sometimes gets, you get dealt with such lemons in your life sometimes, Carol. Mm. And then that day he lifted me up, whereas I should have been lifting him up.
Yeah.
And then as I explained further to you, you know,
yeah.
He said, come, Mom, I know you love golf. Let's go and hit golf balls.
Yeah.
And then I could see when we were hitting the golf balls, I was out driving him, which was not right because he was a very good golfer. And then after that, he said, come, Mom, let's go for a walk on the beach. And that was the hardest thing for me, that this young boy of, you know, 20, well, he was 20, he was 22 when he passed away, so it was a year, so he was about 20, he was 21 or 22,
right.
Yeah, I think he was first in his early 20s,
yeah.
And then, you know, I just thought, wow, that this child is amazing, and then when he did have cancer, he would always say to me, Mom, you know, and his tummy was so distended from the liver cancer. Then he would say to me, Mom, where are my golf clubs? Because by then I'd moved up to Joburg. This guy had brought me up to Joburg, you know. And then I said, Dil, I promise you that I'll go fetch them. The golf clubs are here. Because he believed, and I knew this was not possible, that he was still going to play golf, you know. And yeah. I had to deal with all those things. But never one day did he talk about dying.
Yeah.
Every day was like, Mom, show me my friend's Facebook. I want to see what they're up to. You know,
right.
And that was when he was still, you know, in his good part of his cancer.
Right.
So I've had a lot to deal with, but at least my journey now is just it's just amazing. I do have tears. Like sometimes a guy will come up to me, Carol, and I'll be in a bar area, but an eatery, and then some guy will come up to me and then he'll say, Mama B, I want to show you this. And then this one guy, he's also a DJ. I don't want to use his name, you know, but he showed me pictures and he said, look at these pictures of Dylan. I was his best friend when he was at school year, because he came up to school year for 3 years. And I was like, oh, and then I just broke down. So it's little moments that I have that obviously do bring tears to me, or somebody will, I'll go to a venue and it's incredible how the universe works with me. And then somebody will come up and like, I knew your son from school and I just want to come and give you a big hug. And believe me, I get that so often. Like everybody will tap me on the shoulder from behind and say, we've heard your story. Please can I give you a hug, you know?
Oh,
and it's
so
just,
beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
All right. Stay with me. We're going to chat more with Mama Bear and I'll play you a little bit of her little DJ set. And we're hoping you're going to be playing all over Durban in December, but we'll chat more with Mama Bear next.
Carol Ofori.
And if you're just joining us, welcome. You've missed a lot of a chunk of our wonderful Woman Crush Wednesday. I'm broadcasting from our Jacaranda studios in Johannesburg because I'm sitting next to Mama Bear Steffs. That's right. Very popular on the DJ scene, believe it or not. At 64 years old, she's out playing all over the country, has residency at the Market Sheds you just mentioned until December.
Yes, so I'm playing there on Saturday and I love the DJ that gave me this platform, Carol.
Yeah.
It's just incredible and I just love it. I had to take my little stool to climb on to get onto where the DJ thing is. And then the first time I was there, the bouncers, they lift me up onto the thing, the platform, which was so cute.
Right.
But I must just give a shout out to my manager who does assist me when he can. I know he's listening, and also obviously my work people, the green team from the estate agency down in East Coast, Belita,
yes,
wherever they are, and in Gauteng, and whoever's listening, thank you for having this WCW day for me.
Yes.
It's just incredible.
Now, just a little bit to go back, for those who've just joined us, the story of how Mama Bear became Mama Bear, the DJ, is her son, Dylan, passed away from a rare cancer back in 2016. And you said that moment where he passed was a full circle moment. You mentioned you were lying in the bed next to him, and you didn't even hear he had just taken his last breath. And you looked over and your son was gone. And you say you had shared a bed in the beginning when you're living in East London, and it was like a full circle moment.
Yes, it was. That was so special to me. And I always tell people when I can how incredible that I think God prepared me for that moment. Because I don't want to explain what happened, but he came home to me when I was in the small granny flat, and he said, "Mom, I don't care. I'll use the comforter, you use the duvet." And sometimes he obviously slept out with friends, but when his cancer got bad, then he didn't want to go out anymore, you know. And then obviously when his cancer was bad and I'd moved up to Joburg, and then he had bad falls and everything, and then my partner who I was staying with then said to me, "I think you must go and stay downstairs in the room with him," you know. And that is where it was just incredible how I was lying next to him when he passed away. But that hospice had been visiting him on a regular basis, and the doctor was so beautiful with me, and but I was in denial, Carol, I must be honest. I kept on thinking to myself, "Ach, this is not happening yet," you know, and giving myself a chance to just, and I did take a day at a time. And then obviously when I knew he was very bad that night,
yeah,
and then they said to me, you know, they'd given him morphine, and he it was the only time that at the end that he was in real pain.
Mm.
Otherwise, for the rest of the time, you know, it wasn't so bad, except taking him to hospice to drain the liver. And then it was incredible how that early morning when he passed away next to me, I turned over and I didn't hear him breathing, because his breathing was getting quite rough. You know, you could hear the breathing. And then I was very calm, but I like ran upstairs and I said to my partner, "Please come down. I think Dylan's no more," you know. And that was and he was just incredible. And I was calm. He even took me out for breakfast later after he called the funeral people. And I handled it. And I'm so glad that he was there to help me cope with it.
Yeah.
You know, and
Mama Bear, your story is just so powerful, so beautiful, that your son passed away. He had a passion for music. You decided to pick up that baton and become a DJ. You're playing all over at the age of 64. You know, like you say, you walk into these venues and you're there to play, and they're like, "Table for one." And you're like, "No, I am the DJ." So if you're curious as to what kind of music Mama Bear plays, here we go. This is part of your set. This is some of the music you play.
Yeah, because I do love Afro House, but I also do love other tracks, you know. And I can walk into a store and I love a track,
yeah,
and I shazam it, and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, guys, I'm just shazamming, but I'm not yet to buy, but I just heard the track as I walk past."
Yeah.
So a lot of the stores know me, you know, in Sandton City, where I hear music, but now they're playing too much. I'm a piano. And it's the 113 BPMs, and that's too slow for me.
It's
so I like
slow.
A bit higher BPM of the, you know, I'm a piano.
We need to have you playing in some spots in KZN and Mama Bear. We need to do this. How do people book you if they're like, "We need her at our corporate event"? Because you can do a beautiful talk. You can play a set right after it. Tell us, how do people find you? How do they book you?
So I must just tell you, TikTok is crazy for me.
Okay.
But I think if you just search Joy Stephens,
yeah,
on TikTok, it's got a zero behind it for some reason. It was probably how I was trying to find out, because I was at some event in somewhere in Joburg. I don't know where it was. It was so crazy that I was there, but there were thousands of people. It was it was my best thing.
Yeah.
And then I walked into work on Monday and the guy said to me, "Joy, you are trending on TikTok." And I'm like, "What's that?" And then they quickly joined me. Then I saw, oh my gosh, this thing's got thousands and thousands of views when I'm standing in front of the crowd. And then I thought, okay, put me on TikTok. And then as I shared something, it just got the most incredible views. And I was like, oh, this
I
is,
love it.
What the hang? This is incredible.
So we find you on TikTok. Talk, yeah. We find you on Instagram. That's where I found you. Mama Bear
Steps. Mama Bear, MamaBearStefFs.
Yes. And is there an email if you want to email someone?
Yes, it's joy.steffens, STEFFENS, @gmail.com.
Yes.
And on Twitter,
yes,
just look for Joy. I think Mama I'm quite, boy. You know, it's easy to find me.
Easy to find you. Lastly, yes. I always ask our ladies, inspirational message that you have for ladies listening. What do you say to somebody who's struggling right now? What are your words of encouragement?
I think, Carol, everybody deals with pain differently, because I had time to process Dylan's progression before he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Some parents lose their children immediately, like in an accident or something. You know, mm-hmm. they never are able to prepare for it. So I always just say, just try and rise above it and just think, what would your child want you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And rise above that and try and embrace that joy that you had with your child or your whoever you've lost in life, and try and live it through them and do something exciting that gives you that exhilaration of, oh my gosh, he or she or they were amazing people, and I want to be inspired by how they lived their life. And that's what I do with Dylan's passing. Yeah,
Mama Joy Steffs, guys, she is the one. Mama Bear, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you in Durban soon. You're coming back to studio in Durban, no?
Okay, Carol, there that would be fantastic. Love you lots.
Love
thank you.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.